It is time now for Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love one question at a time. Sponsored by our great friends at Meineke. Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How have you been?
I have been just fine.
Oh,
ready for the big question.
Ready for the question. Okay.
I sure am.
By the way, I'll read the question here. Francesca will give us the advice, and then we'll tell you how you can send in your question. And also, keep those comments coming as well in the text line if you want. That's for you to chime in and be a part of the panel at 781-837-4900. All right, here's the topic for Francesca. The question, this is from Debbie. Okay, Debbie, thank you so much. Debbie says, I've been with my boyfriend now for 7 months. I don't know yet where the relationship is going, but I have been able to keep him from my family because we live out of state. Holidays are here, and they tend to be filled with arguing in my family. I'm talking loud opinions, too much booze, and my brother, who usually insists on talking politics, even though it inevitably causes a fight. I'm ready to show him my world, but don't want him running for the door before dessert. Should I wait till things potentially get more serious, or just toss him into the chaos to see if he can handle the circus? I'm also petrified my grandma is going to ask when we're getting married because he is a total commitment phobe. Any suggestions would
As
be
in
welcome.
Phobic?
Okay, yeah. Looks like that seems to be the question.
Rob. Okay.
All right. So there we go. Seven months.
That's
put
not,
him, mix yeah. him in or tell him, give him a pass.
Well, I say throw him in early.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? If he can survive Uncle Tony's conspiracy theories, or when your grandmother asks, so when are you getting married? Or when mom whispers loudly in your ear, he's very cute, but is he Jewish? And he still wants to call you the next day, then maybe you got to keep her. Otherwise, if you don't think he's ready, you can say, sorry, flights are just so darn expensive this time of year.
Government shutdown and whatnot.
But I do maintain throwing him into the fire early, right? If he can survive the holidays with your family, that is a good sign. But Rob, let me ask you, do you think there should be a warm-up period? Like maybe start with a brunch, maybe cookout, then the holidays, sort of a mini relationship obstacle course.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it's an option, it sounds like, you know, obviously there isn't as many options because they out of state. So, but yeah, you normally do set up sometimes those early dinners or a brunch. In this case, though, I mean, I guess after the 7 months, I would say it's okay. If I would say do it if you can, but if not, then you just wait for the big one, I guess.
Well, you know, she did mention that he's commitment phobic. So I question that as
true.
Well. I mean, that's sort of like that's a total side thing here, right? Because she's real worried about how her family's going to, or how he's going to respond to her family. But this may give him a very good reason not to come back. Because generally people who are commitment phobic are looking for reasons not to return.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Right?
Yeah. So this will help make that, that exit, which you seem like he's got a foot out the door anyway.
Well,
so
I mean,
saying,
she
well,
did mention that. I mean,
yeah,
that's a, so I
yeah,
would be really
right,
remiss
so.
Not to to
Sorry.
Mention that that's like
your
a really...
Family, your family's crazy and they're nuts.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
You know what I do think freaks
okay.
people out? Not
yeah.
the family craziness. It's when the person pretends their family's normal, right? Like, why not just say, hey, my dad will argue with anyone about anything. My aunt drinks wine out of a beer mug, and my brother burps and, dare I say, passes gas loudly and doesn't say, excuse
yeah.
me. But we all love each other anyway, you know? A sort of holiday prepare yourself
well,
survival
no, yeah,
guide,
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, why pretend it's something that it isn't? You're right. That's a good idea. And most people, I think, would understand that, right? I think everybody's got a story.
Christine, I know you're chomping at the bit. Hold on, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Let's open the door for Christine now. She has opened the
door. Oh, look at her. She's chomping over there. She's chomping at the bit. I'm just laughing. I had so much to say this morning, and I'm like, wait. We need time for Christine.
Here she is.
I'm not jumping in unless you ask.
Oh, we're crying out loud. Go ahead. Okay. Why? That's what they do in families. They interrupt everything around the holidays. We're talking holidays here.
I was just laughing when I heard that because, number one, whose family isn't crazy? All right.
Exactly.
May I just say that?
More
degrees than other. And you know what? The families that pretend everything is okay all the time.
Well, like I said,
I don't believe it. They probably have a body chained to the furnace
something
in the basement. But
open the door.
And I was listening to her. I was thinking, how young is this person? Because these questions sound like to me someone who's maybe very young in life, and maybe this is just maybe a year out of school. Because you want to see if you are serious about this person. You want to see that they can handle what life throws at you, and no matter how challenging her family is, this stuff is nothing. It is nothing. You know, everybody has people that somebody drinks too much, somebody wants to argue about everything, but it's, you get to see the person a little bit of baptism by fire. You get to see how they handle it, because in the big picture, this stuff is nothing.
No, it really it is.
Go for it.
I say throw them into the fire too.
Yes,
I will tell you.
Yes,
but you know what? I will have to say this for myself anyway. I go from a mature adult to a 5-year-old child almost immediately at holidays. Okay, never fails. So what do I do?
Throw food?
Never mind. This isn't about me. But I go in with this, like, okay, I am not going to get triggered. I am not going to get triggered. I am not going to get triggered. It's a mantra.
Yeah.
And then I get triggered. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I'm acting like a 5-year-old. And so, you know, there are families that are dysfunctional, and then there are families that are very dysfunctional. And she didn't really have, I mean, so what? Okay, the grandmother, you know, when are you getting married? Big deal, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a huge deal. But again, I go right back to, he's commitment phobic. And I honestly wouldn't be so concerned about your brother burping. I'd be concerned about the fact that you've been with this guy for 7 months and you are saying he's a commitment phobic. That's a big deal. And don't be focusing on the bad behavior during a holiday. Find out if he's really, really ready to make a commitment. I mean, 7 months is still a little early, but if you're saying he's got issues, then I'd be paying attention to those, not, you know, is he Jewish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, again, 7 months, you're right. This is kind of probably the first time around here. You're getting your Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I mean, it could be a good time to do it then and to bring them there. And so you would say both of you are saying it sounds like it's better to do that sooner than later, right?
Yes.
I think it's sooner than later. And I'm going to say it one more time because I want to make sure that this message gets across. You say he's commitment phobic. And if he's commitment phobic, he's looking for a reason to get out. They always are. And this isn't my opinion. This is a fact. People who are afraid of commitments, they'll sort of deflect. You know, they'll find a reason.
Do you think they'll even come to Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, that would be a good answer, I guess, if you say, you know.
But is he 22 or is he 32? We're talking about two different stages of life.
I don't know.
That's what I
wasn't
sure about. Well, okay, we need to start asking our listeners if they're going to be writing in. We need to start knowing their age.
Ages and Social Security.
Yeah, I know. Listen, we want you to text us your best crazy holiday stories, listeners. I know you've got one.
Yeah,
and
those will be good to gather a few of those in the next couple of weeks.
Didn't we have a question last week too about Thanksgiving coming up or something? It's been coming up a couple of times.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Text in 781-837-4900. Kevin says, Francesca, I say bring the boyfriend and see how he handles the situation. Every family has its odd members and no one has the perfect family.
Well, true. I think that's true. No one has the perfect family. That's absolutely right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends. If you watch Netflix, you might feel differently. But anyway.
Yeah, the turkey's
Well, Kevin,
perfect.
Thank you, Kevin, for that.
Pies are perfect.
Everyone. Yeah, yeah. You know,
we sing together in perfect harmony.
You know, anyway. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you. I think, Kevin, you wrote in before, too, didn't you, about the other?
Oh, yeah. Kevin writes in a lot.
Thank you. I love it. I love it, Kevin. Thank you. I appreciate it.
781-837-4.
All right. Best crazy holiday story. We're waiting for it.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. All right. So get those in. And then, so in the meantime, Debbie, we hope it helps you out, but try to just bring your boyfriend there. We think that's the best idea, and let us know how it goes, too.
All right. Thank you, Rob and Christine.
Hey, Francesca, though, this is your time to tell people how do they send in questions you, Francesca.
Yes. Okay. Go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and just click on the navigation bar, contact me. We've been getting a steady stream of questions, so send them in. And if you've got a holiday dilemma, I want to hear all about it.
She wants to hear about it. Meineke sponsors this segment. We love Meineke.
I actually had my car fixed there recently.
Did you?
Yeah, they're excellent.
Did you go to Hanover or Quincy?
I go to the one in Hanover.
All right.
Yeah, and they have a 50% off.
For fall.
That's right. A 50% off oil change. So it's a steal, listeners.
Go to Meineke.
And ask for Ryan. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Francesca, Luca, Love Bites, every week at this time on WATD.